It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. John chapter 11, if you read the whole chapter, there is a story about Lazarus. Lazarus was a friend of Jesus Christ. And he was the brother of Martha and Mary. And one day, Lazarus got very sick. His sister sent the message to Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ did not come. He waited 2 days, and he said to his disciples, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Later on, Jesus starts saying, "Let's go. I would like to wake Lazarus up. He's sleeping." Then they start saying, "If he's sleeping, he will wake up himself. Why we have to go there? Because the people are trying to kill you. So we should not be going there." Then Jesus said to these people, his disciples, "Lazarus is dead." Somehow Jesus Christ and his disciples came. Martha comes and says to Jesus Christ, "Because you were not here, my brother died." She goes and brings her sister Mary. Jesus said to the Martha, "If you believe, your brother will rise again." And she was thinking that Jesus Christ was saying, in the last days, all the people who have believed in Jesus, they will rise, so my brother will rise again. But Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and I am the life." Mary comes, and Mary said the same thing. Then he said, "Where they have laid him, let me go and see." And when he was going there, people were doubting, and he already saw Martha and Mary did not believe what Jesus said. And John chapter 11 verse 33 we read, Jesus Christ groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And verse 38 also, if you read, it says, then Jesus again groaned in himself. Jesus Christ saw these people's unbelief, and he was grieved in his spirit. And that's why we read John chapter 11 verse 35 that Jesus wept. But people are thinking Jesus wept because he loved Lazarus. Only people cry when they do not have the answer. Just think, the child could not fix his toy and the toy is broken. Then he starts crying. But his dad or mom comes, fixes it. Same way, when we cry for something, that means we have no answer for it. We cannot fix it. We cannot bring that person who is dead back to life. So we cry. Jesus was not crying because he could not raise the Lazarus. He was not crying because Mary and Martha crying, and he loved Mary, Martha and Lazarus. That's why he was showing the love and start crying. He was weeping because of their unbelief. That's why the word of God says he grieved in the spirit. Jesus Christ was weeping over the Jerusalem. They were rejoicing, saying Hosanna. But only Jesus knew that Jerusalem did not understand his visit to Jerusalem. Jesus Christ is watching over you. He knows your problems. We do not want to make Jesus sad or angry over us. Jesus Christ is here to fix our problems. Mary and Martha forgot what Jesus taught them. You remember Mary used to sit at the feet of Jesus Christ, and Martha was very busy cooking. And she comes and says, Jesus, I am tired working hard. Tell Mary to come and help me. What Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you worry about so many things. Important thing is worshiping Jesus Christ, learning from Jesus Christ, and believing Jesus Christ. Then he will come to rescue and he will give us everything what you need. Jesus Christ goes near the tomb and he was saying, take this stone away. Martha comes and says, oh no, now he might be stinking because this is 4 days now. She wanted her brother back, but she didn't want Jesus Christ to raise him because now 4 days and his body might be decayed. But she didn't know Jesus Christ is a creator. St. John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3 if you read, he has created everything. He is a creator. He created man from the dust. God has no problem raising the person who is 4 days dead. But the Jesus Christ said to his father, say, Father, you always hear me. But I want to let these people know that you hear me all the time and you have sent me. And then he said with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And the word of God says, Lazarus came forth. And then he said to the people, let him loose and let him go. Jesus Christ raised this Lazarus when he was dead for 4 days. Our God is a miracle working God. You will never see in any religion their religious leader raise somebody when the person was dead for 4 days. But Jesus did it and he is doing it today. We heard many people raised in Jesus' name in 20th century and 21st century. And from the first century to 21st century, hundreds and thousands of people are raised in Jesus' name. If you really want to know, write to me and I will give you the address where you can find the CD or DVD or the videotape and find out there were people dead and they are alive today. Especially one man was dead in Africa and he was already in the morgue. But his wife took his dead body and went for prayer meeting. And that man is alive today. He is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ has given the authority and power to his disciples, to his servants. In my ministry, I did not raise any dead yet, but I will tell you, there was a lady, she was pregnant, and she went for delivery, and doctor told her, your baby is dead in the womb. That baby was in full term, it was not premature, and so he sent the lady home. This lady is educated. This lady and her mother-in-law, they were standing in front of their house. So I was passing by that way, and I saw these people crying. I said, "Why are you crying?" The lady said, "I am carrying the dead baby in my womb." I asked them a question. "Are you Christian?" They said, "Yes." I said, "Did you hear the story about Lazarus?" They said, "Yes." I said, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus raised Lazarus 2,000 years ago, but the same Jesus Christ is alive today. Do you believe that Jesus Christ can raise your baby right now?" I said, "Just lay your hand on your stomach and let me pray." And I prayed in the name of Jesus. And I said to this lady, "Your baby is alive. Go to hospital. Please do not go to the same doctor. Go to another hospital or another doctor. And you will have safe delivery and your baby is alive." At that particular time, she could not feel that baby is alive. But I told her, "Go by faith. God has already raised your baby. She is not dead anymore. Go to hospital." She went, delivered the baby girl, and the baby girl is healthy and mother is healthy. Our God is a good God. So Jesus Christ is doing signs and wonders and miracles today. If you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He will do it for you also. Pray with me. Say, "Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen." If you believe that Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and if you confess your sins from your heart, He has forgiven you and you are His child. Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. Touch your people, heal your people, deliver your people. Let each and everyone get healed, delivered, and set free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.